You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good morning and a very warm welcome to A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street. This is the 24th of October, a Wednesday, a hump day. Let's see what kinds of obstacles we might have to face during the course of the day's trade today. We'll of course also give you a quick lowdown on all that happened on 23rd of October yesterday. That is a Tuesday on the Lal Street in a nice little package we like to call A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control.
A Morning Walk Down the Lal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets ended lower for the fourth straight session in a row, driven largely by weak global cues as well as mixed results from India Inc. The S&P BSE Sensex breached 34,000, while Nifty bounced back after retesting 10,100 levels to hit a six-month low. The S&P BSE Sensex slipped 287 points to close at 33,847, while the Nifty 50 ended 98 points lower to end at 10,146. The broader market indices also reported a weak closing, with the BSE mid-cap and small cap falling by 0.9% and 1.2% respectively. Barring power and realty companies, which ended marginally higher, all the other sectoral indices ended in the red, with IT, healthcare and FMCG being the top losers, down 1.2% to 2.8%. Movement of crude oil prices and currency will be closely monitored in the coming sessions. Apart from the above factors, NBFC stocks will be in focus. Looking at the liquidity situation, the Reserve Bank of India has cancelled the certificate of registration of 31 non-banking financial companies, that is the NBFCs. Technically, analysts maintain their cautious view on the Indian markets in the near term. While there could be some intermediate bounces, traders are advised to use rallies to go short on Nifty. The index has recently corrected by around 600 points from swing high of 10,710 to 10,102 levels. The immediate trend is downwards, but if it manages to cross and hold above 10,200 zones, then a bounce could be seen towards 10,250 and 10,333 levels. If the index holds below 10,138, it could open a further decline towards 10,000 to 9,952 zones. Well, it's going to be an earnings-heavy day for the markets. As many as 48 companies are scheduled to report their results for the quarter ended September later today, which include big names like Bajaj Auto, Bharat Financial Inclusion, Indiabulls Real Estate, IDFC Bank, Interglobe Aviation, Jubilant Foodworks, Kotak Mahindra Bank, L&T Finance Holdings, Sterlite Technologies, Syngene International, TTK Prestige and Wipro, among others. There are, of course, already street estimates. Let's find out what they are saying. Wipro, PAT is likely to grow by 1.5% to 2,221.6 crore rupees. Kotak Mahindra Bank, PAT is likely to grow by 11.8% to 1.2 crore rupees. Interglobe Aviation, PAT is likely to fall by 72% year-on-year to 149 crore rupees. And finally, Bajaj Auto, PAT is likely to grow by 22.8% year-on-year to 2.4 crore rupees. What is the technical view telling us? Well, the Nifty has formed a long-legged doji pattern on the charts. Three levels we'll be watching out for over the course of today: 10,100, 10,222 and 10,450. Maximum call OI placed at 10,500 and 10,400. Maximum put OI placed at 10,000 and 10,100. What are some stocks in news? HCL Technologies has reported 5.7% quarter-on-quarter rise in the second quarter net profit to 2,540 crore rupees against 2,403 crore rupees in the quarter ended June 2018. HDFC Life Insurance posted a 20.3% year-on-year increase in its September quarter net profit at 286.98 crore rupees, backed by a strong growth in the protection business. Adani Ports and Special Economic Zone, that is APSEZ, on Tuesday reported 8.91% year-on-year drop in consolidated profit attributable to shareholders to 606 crore rupees for the September quarter. And finally, we spoke to SMC Global Securities, and this is what they have to recommend in terms of some stocks to buy and sell. Colgate Palmolive India has a buy call with a target of 1,200 rupees, stop loss 1,075 rupees for a return of 7%. Divi's Laboratories has a sell call with a target of 1,145 rupees, stop loss placed at 1,310 rupees for a return of 8%. And finally, Strides Pharma Science Limited has a sell call as well, target of 365 rupees, stop loss 440 rupees, that is 440, return of 10%. So Colgate Palmolive has a buy call, Divi's Laboratories and Strides Pharma Science have both sell calls. Well, hopefully that's all you need to know before going into trade today. We wish you a good day at the markets. We'll of course see you later in the evening with an evening walk down the Lal Street. Until then, this is me, Rakesh, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment.
This has been a Money Control presentation.